Hello, Shelton. How are you?
Hello, William. How are you?
Good, good.
How would you begin? Hello?
I'm listening. I'm listening.
How was your weekend?
Oh, great, great. How was yours?
Mine was pretty hectic, but it went well.
Good, good.
So, I was looking into the document that you sent me. Okay. So there's one file that you initially sent me, right? The one with them, that's the manuscript that's of 55 pages.
Now, let me just pull it up on my computer here.
Okay, take your time.
Okay, I have it open here now. Okay, what I see you sent the message that you sent was, you said, "I would also appreciate it if you could shed some light on events that take place after they shift to Portsmouth and how Carol's family would be affected by the attack on Pearl Harbor." Now, the manuscript that I sent had all of that. It started out, I looked at your chapter one, the 1940s Portsmouth Camp Munford Point. Now, the way I had planned the sequence of events to happen is that at the award ceremony, as the president is, speaking about the candidates who are going to receive the Medal of Freedom, the main character, who is Warren, as the president is speaking, he's remembering his life from the beginning of when his father told him they had moved to Portsmouth and all of that. And I had put in there the dialogue for why they were going to Portsmouth. It was because if you read that part one of the manuscript that I sent, it explains exactly why he's in Portsmouth. It's because the government at that time, prior to the war, they were expanding the naval operation to gear up. They knew that they were going to be going into the war, World War II soon. So they had begun expanding the naval base there in Portsmouth, and they needed, workers, short, longshoremen, and that kind of thing. So all of that I had put into, it was called Portsmouth in 1940s, Camp Munford Point, and it tells you, in 1940, the United States was prepared for war. Millions of jobs in the defense industry were being created, and so forth. That was the reason that he ended up being in Portsmouth at the time of birth of the main character, which I said, I think I said November something, yeah, November 7th or 5th or whatever. So that's the purpose of that's why they're in Portsmouth, is because he's taken a new job. He's moving the family to Portsmouth. He has others, two sons and a daughter. The other two sons are away in college. And as soon as Warren is born, a month later, Pearl Harbor occurs, where the Japanese attack Pearl Harbor, and that ends the U.S. into World War II. So all of the things that took place leading up to that was in that first part of my manuscript, which I looked at the international situation in 1941 during the time when Warren was born, before he was born. You could do flash. I wanted to do flashbacks to say, well, prior to November 5th and early in the international situation in 1941, these things were happening. The president of the United States at the time was talking to his Secretary of State, and all of those things I've interspersed in there. Then I talk about Pearl Harbor on December 7th, then on, I mentioned something about what happens following that and how Warren's family was affected by World War II and the life during the war years. And then after the war was won by the Allies, how that affected how the sons returned back home. Two of the oldest sons went to Tuskegee Airmen at Tuskegee Institute in Alabama there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how and why they all moved. That's all in part one. It was really, it deals with the war years, the 40s. Up to about 45, mm-hmm. of 1947. Then in part two, I want to talk about Warren's early school years from 1948 to, say, 1959. And I talk about his elementary school, primary school, his high school, and then his eventual acceptance in the Air Force Academy, which will be like part three or chapter three or whatever you want to call it. And then I talk about his marriages and his graduate school and all of that. And then what he does while he's in the Air Force and what he does during that particular time. And then I talk about after he retires or resigns his commission from the Air Force after 20-some years or so,
mm-hmm.
he goes to work with, I'd say, IBM, even any other company that I chose, but I just chose IBM.
Mm-hmm.
From like the early, late 70s to 1999. And then I talk about his children who were born in 64. And I talk about same-sex marriages as a result of one of his sons who came out being gay and during that time. And I look at that's part of his personal life, which would be like all in part three. And then part four, I want to talk about his personal life, what has gone on. Now, he's actually relating all of this in his reminiscence while, you know, this award is being given. So, in other words, something like, you know, 3 seconds over Tokyo, how you take those 3 seconds and make it like 3 months or 3 years or something.
Mm-hmm.
But that was what that's the direction I wanted to go. So now what I saw, what you did, you the point where it talked about the birth. Let's see, I'm looking at what you submit. Yeah, you just looked at you looked at the prologue. The prologue,
mm-hmm.
now I just used that. That was where the president is making the award.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I said, as you know, the president reminisces, speaks about Warren, then he talks, the main character, which is Warren, is relating as though he's died, that he's talking about his life from that point, or he's remembering his life from that point and all the things that has led up to this one moment.
Mm-hmm.
So did you get that from reading the 50-some-odd pages of my manuscript, or what did you come up with in following the logic of flow?
The thing is, whatever we research, we try to relate it to what you have given us, okay? So every detail that's going to be mentioned in the book in any coming draft is going to be related to what you have given us at this point. I assume
right.
that the writers didn't read into it completely since they tried to complete the first draft.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Wow,
it's almost like, yeah, like, you know, you've got to read the whole thing to get look at the table of contents and see. I just wrote that. These are like, you know, I would make notes on cards and, well, actually on the computer, and then I would just try to plug them into and then connect the flow. So
mm-hmm.
the reason I engaged you guys was I wanted to some assistance in how can I connect all this using the narrative that I've given to make it more expository where they can actually, you know, it'll be interesting, put in enough conflict and enough whatever else to to make it interesting so people would want to read it. So that's exactly what I was trying to do. But you have to read what I've written first before you can start.
Let me tell you. Normally, that is the process. For some reason, I am not sure what has happened here. Because I was in a rush when I forwarded you this, so I didn't actually get a chance to read the first draft.
Well, I don't think anybody has read the first draft, because when I was talking to Ethan and Lisa way back last year, I thought they had read that, and I was waiting for them to respond, and they kept responding to that one, those 10 pages you sent me. You follow me?
Yeah, I follow you. You don't have to worry about that. As I even told you on the weekend, I was actually moving, to be honest. When you called me, I was actually with the movers, so I was just going place to place. So I didn't have time to complete that. Right now, I am reading it. That's why I'm more have a good idea of what's going on right now, which is why I gave you the call.
Right. So if you look at, my suggestion is, if you can sort of peruse that whole manuscript and see if you get the flow of what I'm trying to write and say, and then talk to me when you can come back and say, okay, now I understand why you have all these different, these are events, these are things that were sort of specific to that time frame when the character was a young, from 1 to 10, and then from 10 to 17, and from 17 to 20s, 37, and stuff like those age groups. That's what I mean when I say that. So connecting all that to where it can become interesting enough to keep someone wanting to read more is what I'm, looking for in the area that you guys are going to help me with there.
We can definitely help you on that. I was actually following the draft. I think the writers may have been confused a bit, given that some of the pieces of the book are placed in, drop-down tabs, right?
No, I had no drop-down tab. It was a Word document.
It is a Word document. That's not what I mean. The draft has the option to, a drop down and reveal a specific portion below the heading. Yeah. The writers usually just go through the complete document without, because this usually doesn't happen. This is the first time we have a draft like this. Normally, we just get write-ups, straight up, written stuff, nothing extra on it. So it could have been a possibility that they missed out on any specific part without opening it. So I'll have a meeting with the writers, and I'll see what happens, because they're supposed to read the entire manuscript before they start working on it. So I'll get to the bottom of it, you don't have to worry.
Yeah. Great. And I was, paying attention, they had mentioned something in that prologue where I had mentioned that Warren was in the class of 1963, he entered the United States Air Force Academy with his two other colleagues who happened to be Black Americans. But in the draft that you sent, they left out U.S. Air Force and just said Academy. Well, that doesn't really say specifically. It's like they never read the whole thing. And I'm saying, well, why would they put that out? That was just in the prologue that, you said that was complete. So that's where I am. I mean, I have the content and the flow. Now I just want to get it in some narrative form that makes it interesting enough to, to develop where I can say, this is what I wanted, how I want to proceed. And the wording and stuff, the editing, that copy editing thing, we're looking at words and tense and all that.
Yes.
You can incorporate that now if you want, or you can wait until the whole manuscript has been synthesize, and
we'll
then go
piece
back
piece.
And change.
We'll work on it piece by piece, okay? And I'll keep sending you draft. The thing is, William, how this usually works is we are going to give you a draft, okay, like the one I just sent. It usually takes 2 or 3 drafts for the team to understand the flow that you want, okay?
Right.
So that's why we always ask for revisions, okay? If you want to make any changes to the draft, you can do that. You can just change the color of the font, type in any section that you want, and you can send it to me. I'll send those revisions to the team. That way they will have a better grasp on things that they should take care of, things that they should concentrate on. Okay?
Right. Okay.
So you'll have to put just a bit of initial work onto this and help us out with the drafts. Then we'll start rolling out works according to your liking. Okay?
Okay. All right. So then I'll work on the on this part one and get back to you on that.
Just email it to me and we'll start working on it, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Till then, I'll be needing to work further with the drafts.
But first of all, that first draft I sent you, the main manuscript, I got to know what you have read on that. I haven't gotten any response on that. I'll be sending you the same thing that nobody has ever read. So you got to make sure that you send me, like the last document I sent you, which is, it has, according to my pagination, it's something like 56 pages. Now, those 56 pages I sent to you, now you can start looking at those, that part one, that whole thing, and start telling me how you're going to incorporate. Because that's what I've written so far. If I'm going to have to make all the changes and think what I want to do, then I don't need to send it to you. I can sit here and do it. But I want you to look at it and see how you can incorporate and smoothly flow the actions that I'm trying to portray in that first part. But you got to look at what I sent first. I don't want to send you anything else until you get back to me on what I just sent you.
Okay.
And nobody has gotten back to me on that. So send me, look at what, have somebody read what I've written. Look at it. Tell me what it is that, you know, it's a lot of stuff in there. When you're writing, I'm thinking of everything possible. Well, what happened during that time, and what was it like during that time? So I go back and I look at do research and say, oh, yeah, this was going on. I looked at an old New York Times of 1941. I look at all those things, and then I put it in some form, and I send it to you. Now, you guys need to look at the first part of it. Whatever you send me back, like you sent me chapter one, if you want to chapterize it, it's fine. I don't care how it's done, as long as it makes for an interesting reading. And if you could just take what I've sent you and mark through that and rewrite what you think it's how it should flow, then I can look at that and I can say, yeah, this is right, or I can make the necessary changes that you incorporate. Let's do it that way.
I have a proposal. Okay. I'll tell the writer to read the entire manuscript that you have sent. Okay.
Okay.
And we'll come up with what we call an editorial report. Okay.
Okay.
That report is going to show you all the details that the writer took out. Okay. It will give you some pros and cons about what you've written and what kind of editing we're going to do with it. Okay. It will also give some suggestions from the writing team that will tell you, okay, this is how you can improve on the book, or this is what might need changing. Once you give approvals to us on those, then we'll start, working on the book. How does that sound?
That sounds good.
That sounds good. So rather than giving you another draft next week, I'm going to give you an editorial report. That's good?
Okay, the whole document that I submitted. Right?
Yes, the writer
Great.
Is going to read the entire document, and then they'll
give wonderful,
you thoughts
wonderful.
On it. Okay?
Good, good. And that'll be good because that's what I wanted to get from the start. You know, okay, fine. So how soon do you think you'll be able to get something back to me?
Probably by next week because they're going to evaluate
okay.
the entire book and then they'll come up with their own suggestions and research.
Okay, good. I just wanted to have some date of expectation and next week, fine. That's fine.
Perfect. So I look forward to giving you something worthwhile by the next week, okay?
Okay, Shelton. Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome, William. Have a good day.
And if you have any other questions, you can always text me or email me or whatever.
Don't worry about it. I'll reach out to you whenever I have a question. Same goes for you. If you have
okay.
any problems, just reach out and text me, call me. It's fine. Okay?
Wonderful. Okay.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Have a good day, William.
Bye. Good day. Bye-bye.